Welcome to the Everyday Christian Podcast,
where we apply scriptural principles to everyday Christian lives. I'm Gabe Bontrager.
And I'm John Rich, and today we're going to discuss Emmanuel, God with us.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is being interpreted as God with us. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Man, I get so excited about that title of the Lord, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
God, he came down to us. Indeed, right. He came to us. You know, thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
And we're glad that you joined us, and we're going to talk about three different topics. One, why did Jesus Christ come? What he did here on earth, and then what does that mean for us today?
For sure.
I think it's important that we talk about those three things.
Amen.
During this Christmas season.
Yeah, Brother Gabe, I real quick, I want to read Spurgeon actually preached a message titled God With Us, and if you have a moment, just read through some of that, but I want to read something to you. So the very essence and glory of the incarnation is that he was God who was veiled in human flesh. If it was for any other being who thus came to us in human flesh, I see nothing very remarkable in it, nothing comforting, certainly, that an angel should become a man is a matter of no great consequence to me. That some other superior being would assume the nature of man brings no joy to my heart and opens no well of consolation to me. But God with us is an exquisite delight. God with us, all that God means, the deity, the infinite Jehovah with us. This is worthy of the burst of midnight song when angels startled the shepherds with their carols, singing glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
And on earth, peace and goodwill to men. You know, Brother Gabe, there's a song that says, how many kings would step down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? How many gods have poured out their hearts to a romance a world that was torn all apart. How many fathers gave up their son for me? Only one did that for me. Only one, Brother Gabe.
Man, thankful that God came to the earth and he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to us. Man, so I'm thankful for that. Let's talk about why the Lord came to earth. And, you know, it's really great that that we talk about this, because it's important, because that's the crux of this Christmas season.
Yeah.
That's why we're here to worship, why did you come? Why did you come? And, you know, the first is we're going to talk about that he came to redeem us.
Yes.
Man, that is that was his goal. He started with the end in mind, and that was to redeem us, to buy us back.
Right.
We were lost in sin. Amen. But Jesus Christ came to buy us back. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners."
Amen.
"Of whom I am chief." And that's how I feel. You know, sin, man, it has plagued the world. It plagues each and every person that's born into this world, and we need a Savior.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ was the only one who could buy our salvation.
Amen. The price and the penalty of sin is death.
Mm.
I mean, that was the required payment. And all throughout history, I mean, all throughout the Old Testament, sacrifices that were made, just every single year, sacrifices that were made, thousands and thousands of gallons of the blood of bulls and goats that were sacrificed so that we could have one more time, one more chance of redemption, one more time. But Jesus Christ was the only one that required one. It was just one. It wasn't several gods that died, but God said, you know what? The ultimate sacrifice is sending my son to die for you and I. You know, we needed that redemption, Brother Gabe, but there's also, we needed that reconciliation.
Yeah.
You know, sin separated us from God.
Yeah.
But Christ coming to die reconciled our relationship with him. The Bible says in Romans 5:10, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Redemption brings reconciliation. Sin separates, but Jesus came to reconcile our relationship with him.
Amen. By his life,
Yeah.
We are reconciled.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Jesus Christ didn't just come to this world,
right,
pay the penalty,
right,
but he rose again that we could raise a new life with him.
Yes.
It's so wonderful. Why? Why do we have new life in him? And that's because we can have
right.
a relationship with yes. Jesus Christ.
Right.
And you know, that's what I'm so excited about this Christmas season is that he came. He redeemed us. He reconciled us before the Father. And now, right. because of that, during this Christmas season,
yeah.
we can have a relationship with Jesus
Amen.
Christ because he came to this world. It is Emmanuel, God,
right.
with us.
Right. Brother Gabe, he could have came as an angel. He could yeah. have came as an animal. He could have came as a king. I mean, he could have came as the highest of the high, the richest yeah. of the rich.
Mm.
He could have came down, and it wouldn't have meant anything to me. As Spurgeon said, we read this earlier,
yeah.
he could have sent anybody down. I mean, another God could have came down. It wouldn't have meant what it meant to me when we know that God is with us because he sent his only begotten son.
Praise
and Brother Gabe, I testified this about this the other day. You know, I've got two boys. I would not sacrifice a single one of them for anybody.
Mm.
I wouldn't.
No.
I mean, I some of you may if they're a little out of hand. I don't know. But, you know, I've got two of them, and I wouldn't get rid of one of them and still keep mm-hmm. the other. I mean, but that even that
yeah.
would be better than what the deal God got out of it.
Man.
I mean, God sent his only begotten son to
yes.
die on the cross for you and I. I mean,
praise the Lord.
That right there should get you excited. I mean, no other God did that for me. No other God wanted a relationship so badly with yeah. mankind that he would send his only son to die on the cross for you and I.
Man, Brother Gabe. Thankful that he took that penalty
yeah.
for us, and he died on the cross for us. Man, what a sacrifice. So we think about that from the perspective that, you know, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, but, you know, Jesus Christ was there from the beginning of
yeah.
the world as well. And
yeah.
guess what? The Bible says that he is the lamb slain before
right.
the foundations of the world.
Yeah.
He already determined, I'm going to go and die for this, for
yeah.
humanity.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It was not just the Father, but Jesus Christ
right.
in perfect unity
right.
says, I will gladly lay down my life.
Amen.
For all of the world.
Praise the Lord.
God so loved the whole world.
Yeah. The Bible says in John 1:12-13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that yeah. believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I mean,
praise
God came down to redeem us, to reconcile us so that he could have a relationship with us.
Praise
I mean,
he
didn't have to do that,
Amen.
But he did.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're here, we're going, you know, through our outline, but in all seriousness, and just
yeah.
to reach down to that level of the one that's listening to this is, you know, you may be listening and you may feel like everyone's abandoned you.
Yeah.
And you may feel like no one listens to you. And you may feel like you don't have a relationship with a person in the world. And you may feel like, you know, maybe you've lost a loved one this year. I'm thankful to let you know that there is someone you can
Praise
go and have relationship with. You can have that one-on-one communication with, Brother Gay.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, I went down to travel to Texas and visit family without Morgan before, and it stunk
yeah.
because I couldn't be with her. But I tell you, God is with
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And when he sent his son, he is with us everywhere we go
yeah.
when we call on him,
Man,
seek
I,
after
if
him.
If I could share this story, I had a cousin when I was younger. She ended up committing suicide during the holidays, and the holidays can be a very lonely time.
Yeah.
And you may be here tuning in and you're saying, you know, that's me during this holiday. I'm so lonely. I'm
yeah.
by myself. And, you know, I may be with family. She
right.
had family. She
right.
was living in the house with her family, but she felt so alone. And, you know, that may be you. You may be around a lot of different people, but feel so alone. I want to let you
yeah.
know that Jesus Christ came
Amen.
To be with you.
Yes,
he is your Emmanuel.
Yes,
he is God with you.
Right.
And it's so important to realize that, yes, he came down for all of us, but that was collectively. He also came down from an individual perspective. He came down for you.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Right.
And you can have faith and confidence that he can hear you and that he's with
yeah.
you, and he can bring encouragement to you and bring that uplift, you know, to you.
Now, Brother Gabe, to tie that together, I mean, we talk about why he came down. Let's look at what he did. I mean, yeah. He experienced all aspects of life. And Brother Gay was talking about this the other day, and it's so true that, you know, he could have came in as an adult. Mm. I mean, he could have came as somebody at old age and knew everything. He came as a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, he was born. He just he went through – the fact that he came as a baby, I mean, shows us that he not only came down in human form, but he also started his life out on earth just like you and I started our life out on earth. This allowed him to understand every aspect of our lives. It allowed him to experience the good and the bad, to know that when he was younger and he fell down, he probably cried. To know that, you know, he felt the joy of daddy coming home from work. To know that he experienced the joy, but he also experienced the pain. I mean, that alone, you know, as growing up, experiencing those things, you know, it's just so amazing to me. And that is why, you know, Brother Gabe is talking to those that maybe having suicidal thoughts. You know, you're a Christian, you've got suicidal thoughts, you're battling depression. Listen, Jesus Christ came. He came down. He came down to die for your sins. Okay, that was his main purpose. Yeah. But the fact that he came down from the beginning, born in a manger, lowest of the low. Look what he overcame.
Yeah.
Look what he overcame to get to the point of the cross. Look, I mean, he was able to gather a following. He was able to heal people. Yeah. He was able to say, but look what he overcame.
Yeah.
I mean, he overcame being without a home, the Bible, we'll get into that. He overcame being born in a manger.
Yeah.
I mean, the lowest of the low. God is wanting us to speak to someone in this episode to let you know, look, anything you're facing, the Lord has faced. Whatever you're going through, God has been through, and he knows your pain.
From crib to Calvary, Jesus Christ experienced all the pains that you feel.
Yeah.
And you're not alone. God loves you, and he's with you. You know, you were talking about the Luke chapter 9, verse 58.
Yeah.
You just were alluding to it. And the Bible says, "And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Man, even Jesus Christ was homeless, it seemed.
Yeah, at times, I mean, even when he was older in his earthly ministry— I mean, you can look through the scripture. There's a part in the Bible where it talks about every man went into his own house, and in the very next verse, the Bible says Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. I mean, there were times where Jesus felt alone, and there were times where he was alone. But listen, he got his strength from the Lord. And what that was an example to let you know that I have come that you might have life.
Praise
and that you
Lord.
Might have it more abundantly. I have come so you'll have liberty, so that you have peace, so that you'll have relationship with God, so you can call on him. You know, he showed his compassion for the lost, for the dying, for the hurting.
Yeah.
You know, he sat with the publicans. He reached out to the Samaritan lady. He purposed to go through Samaria in the first place. He came so that he could, you know, brother, I love this thought, Brother Slog, you know, always says it, but he came literally to go to the least, the last, and the lost, Brother Gabe.
Man.
I'm thankful for that.
And he loves you today, and he's come for you during this holiday season, and you can reach out to him and find that encouragement.
Right.
You know, so what does you know, God with us mean? What does it mean for us as a Christian? It's important to know that Proverbs 18:24 says, "He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother." And you'll find that throughout Scripture.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ was making friends.
Right.
And he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Right.
What is so amazing about that is that, you know, Jesus, he came, he walked among men, and he was getting friends everywhere that he went. And but when he left, when he had to die, he said, "I'm not going to leave you comfortless."
Yeah.
You know, he must go to heaven, and the Comforter will come. And guess what? During this Christmas time, the Comforter is here.
Amen. You know, the Bible shows us that God can fill any void in your life.
Amen.
Whatever that void may be, you know, he's a friend to the friendless. He's a brother to the brotherless. I mean, he is a father to the fatherless.
Amen.
He can take those feelings of sorrow, take those feelings of deep depression over lost loved ones, and give us a peace that passes all understanding. What does it mean that God is with us? What does that mean to me, Brother Gay? It means that we do not need to meet special requirements to have a visitation outside of salvation and following his commandment to be in his presence.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes we lead ourselves to believe that, you know, I've got to beg for God's presence. I've got to beg him to come down. And I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty difficulty of waking up in the morning and saying, you know, Lord, please come down to me. God, please be here with me. Or sometimes we believe that, you know, only godly men and women who are called of God can get that presence on them. But listen, the presence of God is for whosoever will.
Yes.
You know, the moment you call on God, whether you're a sinner or a saint, I believe that the moment you call on God, God is willing to be there if you're willing to give your all to him. Mm-hmm. Brother Gabe, we believe that we must beg for his presence in the morning. Yeah. We don't have to beg.
No.
We don't have to.
Praise the Lord. You know, what does God with us mean? Well, it means that we don't have to walk this life alone. Mm. It means that, you know, we can call on him and we can not just know that he's around us, but truly feel his presence in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to worry about that. You know,
right.
You know, we don't have to worry about our prayers just hitting the ceiling and coming right back down on us. You know, we can truly just say, no, I know when I speak that you hear me.
Yeah.
You know, and it may seem that, you know, that our prayers aren't getting answered, right. But Jesus hears us the first time.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel prayed for 21 days. And look, do you think Daniel never had discouragement? He prayed for 21 days, never saw an answer. Yeah. But what God told him was, look, I heard you the first time. And, you know, Brother Gabe and I were talking about this the other day, and he brought up a lot of good points, to discuss. And, you know, some we may bring up here, some we may not. But, you know, you talk about the people in the Bible that prayed for something continuously.
Yeah.
And a lot of times those prayers were answered instantly. A lot of times they weren't answered instantly. But this much that we know is that God always heard the prayer the first time. I mean, yes. God was always there and ready and willing to help. But sometimes, you know, Brother Gabe and I were speaking, sometimes God allows us to pray for so long, not just to change the situation around us. Sometimes it's to change us.
Yes,
sometimes
amen.
It's to change the situation in us. So, you know, please, I mean, and we'll go into this book. I was reading this about this minister, and, you know, real quick, he was talking about that he once used to believe that same way, like, oh, my prayers aren't getting above the ceiling and all these things. And he was like, look, that's great. God can come down below the ceiling. God can come right down to where I'm at. We don't have to beg, because in all reality, it's a contrast. It's opposite of what God's word says, because God's word tells us, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. God's word tells us that he'll be with us, you know, even to the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. We don't have to pray, God, grant me your presence, but we need to pray, God, thank you for your presence. God, thank you for being here, amen. Lord, and have that faith, the grain of the mustard seed faith when you're reaching out to him. Praise God is with us.
Amen. Man, I tell you, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise the Lord. If you start praising him, he will come down and he will, you'll feel his presence and you'll get into that place of prayer with the Lord. And, you know, you're talking about praying, and sometimes God changes our situation, but sometimes God does change us.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I think that the point of this episode is, you know, we talked a little bit before this podcast. Brother Gabe and I, we're always bouncing ideas off of each other. Yeah. And sometimes I wish that we just had a microphone behind us whole time, because we say a lot of great stuff. No, that's a humble brag. But, you know, we were discussing this and talking about, you know, getting to the principles of God's word and, you know, future episodes and stuff. But, you know, really, we just felt this burden in our heart to let somebody know God's with you. I mean, the reason he sent his son, It was to die on the cross for our sins. We know that. But you know what? It was to take our sorrows and hang them on the cross. It was to take our grief and hang them on the cross. It was to take our pain, our hurt, you know, our physical ailment, and hang it on the cross. And the fact that he is Emmanuel, it could have just stayed there. The Bible could have just said Emmanuel, and that was it. Yeah. But the Bible went on to say, which being interpreted is God with us. And I just, you know, I want somebody to get a hold of that look, God is with you if you just call on him.
Amen.
Call unto me, the Bible says, and I will answer thee,
yes.
Show you great and mighty things that you know not.
David said that Jesus was a fortress that he could run to and be safe.
Yeah.
And this Christmas season, that he is that fortress.
Yeah.
He hasn't changed.
Right.
You can run to him.
Amen.
And you can be safe.
Yeah.
The Lord is here to comfort. The Lord is here to give you strength here during this Christmas season. John and I are so thankful that we can be able to just talk about God with us. Yeah. And I think it's incredible. John, you made a great point here, and that is that the writer, the author, didn't just stop and say, I'm going to leave it as Emmanuel and let you figure out the interpretation.
Yeah.
But he made it plain.
Yes.
He made it plain. He said, I'm not going to leave there to be any room for misinterpretation here.
Right.
Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Praise the Lord. And he's here for you this season.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's why he came. And you know what? You can experience it as well. So we want to pray for you as we close this podcast. I got to tell you, it's probably the quickest podcast we've ever done. Yeah. But we want to get direct to the point and let you know, look, God is with you. Please, we're praying for you. We believe in you. We love you. We know. I've seen those that are on Facebook or those that are on Instagram that have posted about, well, I've lost my husband and, you know, I've done all these things. Look, I don't understand the pain, but I know who I can take my pain to, and that's the Lord. And we pray that something that we said, you know, helped you and encouraged you. So, Brother Gabe, as we close, I'd like for you to pray for those that are going through this difficult time, and we'll wrap this up.
All right, pray to the Lord, and let's all pray. Lord, I thank you, God, that you've given us, Lord, your Son. You came and you walked this earth. You felt the hurt, you felt the joys, Lord, and I thank you, God, that you can identify where we are at, and you care. Lord, you care for us. I pray during this holiday season, this Christmas season, God, that you would extend your grace, your love, your mercy to those that are needing you right now. God, I pray that you would encourage my brother, encourage my sister, Lord, that you are here for them, that you came for them, that you love them, and that you're here to give them strength. God, I pray that you would be an ever-present help for them today. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for joining. We wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Pray that God is with you, and we're looking forward to what God's going to do in 2020. Praise the Lord.